What happens when high school students
decide our topics,
ask our questions,
tell our stories,
find our voices?
It's the Face to Face Podcast.
Welcome back to the Face to Face Podcast Network. And today is a very special occasion. It's graduation day, and I am joined by the Face to Face Academy seniors. That's right. Class of 2022 is here, but a few are not, and I want to make sure to give them a shout out. Big shout out to Robin, Kayla, and Natalia. But with me today, I have Jordan, Mano, Janae, Eliza, Ben, CJ, and Lena. So I appreciate you guys joining me today, and I want to ask you some questions. First of all, what does it feel like being class of 2022, getting ready to graduate and take this next step in your life?
Who wants to start? Let me start.
All right, go ahead, Lena.
It feels normal to me. I don't know why. Like, my cousin is just, she's acting like she's graduating, like she's excited about it, like as if it's hers. On the other hand, I'm just like, okay, can't wait to be done with school so I ain't got to wake up every morning. And just going on a stage is going to be the best part, just getting my diploma. I got stage fright, but I know when I go up there and I do my speech, I'm going to say it real fast so I can be done. And knowing, like, I did this for me, my mom, my dad, and Vontae, like, I really succeeded as they wanted me to. I'm just happy to have my diploma.
Liza, how about you?
I'm excited, but I'm also nervous. I am not a huge fan of people, so standing up on the stage, giving the speech, causes a lot of anxiety for me. And if I'm going to be honest, I never thought I'd get to this point of being able to walk up on the stage and get my diploma, because I was always discouraged at my old school, like, you're not smart enough, you're not going to graduate. But it's exciting because I'm finally at the point where it's not as bad, and I don't have that anxiety of, oh, I'm not good enough to graduate, and I'm smart enough to do it. And a big part of the reason why I tried so hard to get to this point is because my grandma, who passed away in 2018, she was very excited to come and see me walk across the stage, and the fact that she can't just makes me want to do it more for her than anything.
I feel you on that. That's how I feel about my dad and Wante.
CJ, how about you?
So I'm also really not great at public speaking, and I want to tell you, so this is certainly not the latest time that I spoke in front of a crowd, but it's the one I remember the most. And it was in elementary school when I was a fifth grader. I was in their gifted and talented program, and my teacher for, like, that group, she, like, really liked the way that I wrote, because I would write a lot. I was very big into writing, and I would write poems and little stories. And towards the end of the year, I had written a poem about my experience and kind of conflict, and she wanted me to read it, like, into a microphone to the crowd during an assembly. And I remember it going over kind of well, but I also remember being very shaky and, like, stumbling and just not doing a great job. And that has haunted me for forever. I think about it maybe once or twice a week. I think maybe I was exaggerating a little bit, but I think about it very often, more often than I thought I would. And it's coming up a lot more in my head now that I know that I have to give another speech, and I'm afraid I'm going to flop like that again.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm worried about graduating. I'm worried about speaking. I can't really drive yet. I've never had, like, a real job. I've done neighborhood work, but I've never had a solid income from like a regular job. So I don't know. I'm kind of scared about what comes after this.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of students probably feel that same way. You know, that fear of the unknown, not knowing what comes after this next step. How about you, Mano? How do you feel about graduating?
I don't really care that much. I've already done a college class. I have all my fall classes signed up for, and kind of just speed rolling through it because I don't like it when I'm not in school, so it kind of makes sense for me to go to college. The only thing I don't like is that I have to have a graduation party and I have to do a graduation speech. I mean, I'm fine with speaking. I just don't want to.
Yeah. What about you, Ben?
more time for work and more time to work on my music and whatnot too. So probably just working that.
Okay, cool. What are some of your favorite memories, or do you have one specific memory from your time spent at Face to Face? Let's start with you, Jordan.
I'd say my first day went to Camp St. Croix. It was a field day. I think that was one of my favorite days because I got to meet everybody. Majority of that group was now seniors, people that are graduating. I think it was just a nice start. And also the camping trip I did, Wolfridge. That was so fun.
How about you, Janae? What are some of your favorite memories at Face to Face?
Just the teachers welcoming me and caring for me. The teachers are very loving and caring. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to all of the teachers at Face to Face. How about you, Eliza?
I don't really have a favorite memory, but I've been really appreciative of everybody in the school and all the teachers for being understanding and patient with me, mainly. So.
Okay. All yeah. right, cool. Lena, how about you?
Favorite memory. It was a skiing trip. All of us went down a little hill. We got the video. I think it was me and Chana and a few other girls at the bottom of the hill, and Vontae was coming down. And basically, he was, like, testing it for us to see if we can go down without using, like, the little grip things. And he hit a tree, and the whole way down, he just kept screaming, "It's not safe. It's not safe." And we all were just at the bottom laughing, and I will never forget him falling and screaming, "It's not safe," even though it was safe.
All right, CJ, how about you? Do you have a favorite memory?
I have, like, a bunch of memories that I like. Not a bunch, but, like, a good few, like a handful, you know? It was, like, going to Vertical Endeavors, going canoeing, just having a good support system here, and, like, that acts as a support system, you know? It's a good bunch of people. It's a bunch of fun activities. I think it's a good place to be.
Definitely. Mano.
I think the only thing I'm going to remember is Jason's, I don't know, I just work here. That's burned in my brain, honestly.
Okay. All right, Ben, how about you? Do you have a favorite memory?
I'm kind of tied between the music class and the wilderness outdoors class, where we went to a park near the Mississippi, and I got to skip rocks on the Mississippi, and it was just a nice time, nice day and everything, too.
Yeah, sounds like it. Does anyone want to share their biggest takeaway or their biggest lesson learned from their time spent here at Face to Face?
Keep trying. Don't give up. I mean, yeah, I know don't give up is cheesy as hell, but it's really easy to give up. I'm guilty of that a lot, but if you don't give up, you sometimes succeed. I'm not going to say always succeed, because that's not true. Do your best. Even if your best is the bare minimum, okay? If you're getting D's, that's better than F's.
All right. How about you, Ben?
Just reach out to people, I suppose. You can always ask for help or talk to a teacher here. I really like the face-to-face community because everyone's so tight with each other.
I think that you don't always have to be that lone wolf, that there's help to those who seek it.
I would definitely agree, yeah. Be consistent. Most thing you can do is be consistent so you can get to the next level.
Definitely. Consistency is key. All right, last question. What are you going to miss most about face-to-face?
Can I start with that?
Yes.
So it's something that I didn't experience, but I'm sad that I'm not going to be here for it. So I joined kind of like in the middle of the pandemic, and so they weren't, like, doing trips anymore or, like, taking buses places or staying anywhere. So I joined when they stopped doing these things. And now that they're talking about bringing them up again, it's like, well, that sucks because I'm not going to be here by the time you're doing it.
You feel like you got robbed?
Oh, a little. But I did get to do things that I liked. It's not like they didn't have any events going on. It's just they hyped these other things up. And the people who had been here in the past talked about, like, how much they love these activities. And I think, like that kind of sucks because I'm not going to be here. I wouldn't know. But then I talked to Rachel, and she says, you know, if you want to, like, we can always still help you. Or, like, if you want to come with us, like, a year after, that's fine. Like, we'd be happy to have you because we like you as a student, and I think that's nice.
Okay, well, there you go. So you can still get some of those trips in.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. Lena, how about you? What are you going to miss the most about face-to-face?
Everybody basically being like a family, like a second family. When I wake up, I don't really complain about coming to school like I used to, because coming here, everybody just like cool with each other. You don't really got to know nobody to just start a conversation. Everybody seem like they know each other when they really don't, but everybody gets along.
Yep. Liza, how about you? What are you going to miss most about face-to-face?
Good question. Most likely just the support from everybody. Like, I remember when I first arrived here in October, I was so scared and so nervous that I was going to be like the outcast. Nobody was going to ever talk to me, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm glad that a lot of people decided, like, hey, you're cool. Like, you're quiet, but you're cool. And I'm just going to miss the support of everybody. Like, at my old school, I never got that. I never was able to have one-on-one conversations with any of the teachers or advisors or anything like that. And I was very disliked at my old school. Why? I'm not sure. But, yeah, I'm glad that everybody's nice and supportive, and you can just, like she said, you know, just have conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Anybody else? Jeanette, yeah, go ahead.
The teachers. I really like the teachers. They're funny. Paul, Jennifer. I had experience with all the teachers. Yeah. Had a good, deep conversation with all the teachers. Made a connection somewhat.
Just the environment in general. And his friends, that's for sure. And like she said, teachers too as well.
Definitely agree with the environment. Yes, they care for me in so many ways. No other school can do, okay? No school top end face-to-face.
All right, you heard her. Janae said it. No other school is top end face-to-face. I think that's a good way to end it. We'll leave it there. Once again, I want to thank you guys for taking the time to answer some questions and share your thoughts. And I want to congratulate you once again. Face-to-face seniors, class of 2022, they're here.